Thank you, Pastor Ken. It's a privilege to be here, and I hope this is a laughing church. It sounds like it. So that's pretty good. So thank you so much, Pastor Ken. Kay, congratulations on your new granddaughter. Well, wonderful. And David, Pastor David, wonderful worship. And I have some of my family here today, including my wife, Diana. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. You need to know that she's by far the smarter of the two of us. I was preparing a sermon, because I do preach, as was mentioned. I was preparing a sermon for Sunday, and I was in my office, which is at home, and Diana comes down to me and says, David, come. So I follow her up the stairs. We're in our house, and she says, shh. And we stand right by the door of the bathroom. And we had two little kids at that time. Susan was probably 5 and Heather was probably 3. And they were having a bath together. And Diana said, listen. And Heather said to Susan, okay, now it's your turn to baptize me. And I want to talk about making happy memories. And we need to remember that the happy memories of tomorrow are made today. The decisions that we do, the things that we do today, bring us those memories back then. I preach, as I said, preach across Canada and the world, actually, but I also do sleight of hand. I used to be a professional magician, and you need to know that everything I do is done by natural means. It's nothing spooky. I love Jesus. God does miracles. I just do tricks. Okay? And I'm just going to tell you that I was doing professional theater shows. I've done all sorts of shows throughout the years, cruise ships and stuff like that. I'm trying to find here we go, here it is. And between big productions, when I used to travel performing, they would get you do public relations during the day. I'd be interviewed by radio stations and television stations. I'd perform in hospitals as a PR moment. And I was in the north of Argentina, a place called Jujuy, and I was asked to speak at an orphanage in the middle of nowhere. And in this orphanage, the kids were deaf and dumb. They couldn't speak. They couldn't hear, and they squawked and screeched, and nobody knew what to do with them. They were the outcasts, the cast-offs of society, and they'd never seen any entertainment, and I was there to entertain. And these little kids were screaming and yelling. It really touched my heart. And so I took a little handkerchief, something like this, and I poked it in my hand, and they were watching because they'd never seen anyone do something like this before. And then I would do to make it disappear. And then I would go, ta-da, it's gone. And they did what you did, and they were pointing, and they're laughing. So I picked it up and said, I'm going to make it disappear. And now they're watching, and now they're just like you. Push it inside. And then gone. And they're pointing again and laughing even louder than they were the first time. And I was near tears because these kids had never seen anything like that. So you need to know that I know Jesus, and I was able to talk to them about Jesus with whatever it is that they're able to understand. And that's what it's all about, making memories. I hope you remember this one. I'm going to go to Mark chapter 2. And in Mark chapter 2, there's a wonderful story, one of my favorites. And it's a story which you can look it up yourself. And so this is what happened. There's a guy that's paralyzed, and somebody, we don't know who, sees a paralyzed man, feels sorry for the man, he has a need, and he decides, maybe we can do something about this. And so then he thinks, well, you know what? We could take him to Jesus. That's what we could do, which, by the way, is the best thing to do, take someone to Jesus. And if you're here this morning and you know about Jesus, but you're not sure you know him for yourself, you can pray this morning and say, God, I want to know you, just as Pastor Ken said so well a little moment before. Okay, do that. So this guy was paralyzed, and this guy sees him, and he feels sorry for him, and he decides, that he could take him to Jesus, and then he does something else. He decides to do something, and he tries to take him to Jesus. He couldn't, maybe. He was dragging the mat, and the poor guy goes, ah, ah, ah. I do my own sound effects. Ah, ah. And so then he realizes he can't do it. So he gets friends, and he calls his friends on the cell phone and phones his friends. I'm telling the story, okay? And so he texts them and all his friends, and they end up willing to come and help. And they have to close their shop. They had to take time off work. It costs them something to do this, because making memories always costs us something. It makes effort. And so they grab the guy, and they pick him up, and they say, we're going to take him to Jesus. And they're all excited. We're going to take him to Jesus. And they're carrying the guy, and they're running towards where Jesus is. And when they get to where Jesus is, they think they're going to see Jesus. But instead, there's a crowd around the house where Jesus is. It looks like Taylor Swift. Okay? An Eras concert. Packed. They try to get him through the front door. They can't, the traditional way. They try to get him through the window. They can't. There's people packed everywhere. And somebody says, the roof, the roof. And so they go up on the roof, because they used to have flat roofs. We do too in some houses. And they go up to the roof. And then the guy says, now what are we doing? And some of them feeling disappointed. You know, we gave up our time to help this guy. And look at this. We gave up our time. And look, we failed. It's terrible. I shouldn't have done it. I feel so embarrassed. But then the guy, the leader, says, just a minute, just a minute, just a minute. Right here, here. I can hear Jesus. Start digging in the roof. And the others are, whoa. Digging in somebody else's roof? We don't do that sort of thing. We're Baptists. We leave that to the Pentecostals. Or the Charismatics. Dig in the roof. And then the treasurer's there, and he say, who's going to pay for the roof? It's not in the budget. And just then, as they're saying, I don't want to look ridiculous. And what are people going to say about us? We're going to be religious fanatics. And just then, in my mind, the guy that's paralyzed has a seizure. And he goes, ow, 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 ow. And all of a sudden, they see the poor man with a seizure. And they forget about everything. They just think he needs Jesus now. And they say, where's the spade? And they start digging in the roof. And then there must have been people complaining, what's he doing digging in a roof, making a skylight? Okay. I love you, whoever the laughing guy there. I'm going to take you on the road with me. And so they looks at. And then they lure the guy to Jesus. Nobody had ever done that before. It took a huge risk to do it. And to their amazement, Jesus wasn't mad. He wasn't offended. I bet you he laughed, just as Pastor Ken said. He smiled, and it says in the Bible, he saw their faith, not his faith, the guy that was paralyzed, but their faith, the four guys. And there might have been more than four. We only know of four. I bet you there were women in the group too, because they told the men to do it. Okay. And so, okay. So here they are. You keep with me. Okay. And the guy is, sins are forgiven and healed. And that, in a way, is why you came this morning. You came, some of you not knowing what you were expecting, but God knew that you were here, and God loves you, and God wants you to know him. And I hope that before you leave this morning, you'll pray and say, God, I want to begin a relationship with you. Forgive me for my past. I need a new beginning. And if that's you, I hope you pray that prayer, because I did it many, many years ago. So I'd like to look at six things, the word memory. How do we make memories? So memory, I'm going to use an acrostic. So number one is M, and that is for mindful. Let's go to the scripture. It says, a paralyzed man. So somebody was mindful of it. So then that. There were two old ladies driving in a car, and the lady drives through a red light, and then the friend doesn't say anything, but she's shocked. She drives through the next red light too, and then the other lady is shocked and says, hey, Mildred, you drove through two red lights. And Mildred says, oh no, Am I the one that's driving? And the truth is that all of us are driving, but we can drive so fast we don't see the needs of people. Who is it that I could make a difference in? So the M is for mindful. Then E, a memory, is envision. You see, the guy didn't just see the man in need. He thought something could be done about it. Maybe we could bring him to Jesus. And he had a thought that God could use him in some way. Envision is important. There was a man who used to pray every prayer meeting, "Lord, touch the world with your finger. Touch the world with your finger." Every prayer meeting, "Touch the world with your finger." And then one day he stopped praying. And somebody said, "How come you don't pray? Touch the world with your finger." "Because," he says, "man, the other day God said to me, you are the finger." And so to take him in vision, and then M is to move, to actually do something. My mother used to say, "David, when it's okay to dream, but when the alarm goes off, you better go make it happen." A lot of people have the right aim in life, they never get around to pulling the trigger. So I'd like to do an illustration, if I could, and I'd like to invite Audrey, please, to come and help me. Would Audrey be willing to come? I talked to her a little earlier. There is an elevator over there. And if you'd like to come right over here, just mind the spider. And so you're Audrey, and I'm David. Hi. Good. You're going to make a great executive someday. Audrey, how old are you? 17?
No.
17? No?
No, 7.
7. What a coincidence. I was 7 when I was your age. Yeah. So we're going to do something together to talk about the story. You ready? Okay, over here, I want you to hold the glass, okay? And over here, I have 2 handkerchiefs, and there's a blue one and a red one. No? They're the other way around? I'm sorry, I'm color deaf. Okay. So there's a red one and a blue one, and they're tied with a knot, and my hand, nothing in the hand, and there's nothing in the glass, is there? Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. You're watching, nothing in my hand, nothing in the glass, and I'm going to put it inside here. You held that very well. You look like Vanna White. You see, and we're going to do it. And let's see. Ma'am, what's your name?
Nancy.
Nancy, okay, Nancy. You keep your eye on these two. So there's my hands were empty. There's just a blue and a red tied together. Ready? This trick is so good, I'm going to watch it myself. Okay. And now over here, I have, inside here, I have, you want to pull it out? Very good. You want to open it up? And show it to everybody. And we're going to tell you a story right now, just a simple story. Ready? Thank you. You see, the blue handkerchief's a little boy called Blue. And the red handkerchief is a little girl called Purple. Okay? And they are good friends, and they go to school. But one day, along came Colorful, and he was different than them. And unfortunately, some people didn't like him. You see, he came from a paradise island, an exotic island far away, Newfoundland. So we're going to do a trick here with a piece of cardboard. And you see, just a piece of cardboard. And I'm going to fold it up. You're watching carefully. Audrey, you're doing a great job. Yeah, scratch your foot. And you see, this is called, folding paper is called origami. I used to have an origami company, but it folded. I'd like you to put Colorful inside. Thank you. There you go. You're doing really well. Look at that. You put it inside super well. Okay, there it is. And you know, people want to be needed and accepted and included. And when people didn't want to talk to this little boy because he was different, that was sad, don't you think? Have you ever felt sad?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt lonely?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lonely epidemic in Canada today, and that's the truth, and in the States. So we're going to do some magic here to see if we can solve this poor guy's loneliness. Ready? I want you to blow on it. That, no, like this. No, like this. Like. Okay. You know what? I don't think it worked. Let's have a look and see. Is it still inside? Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Continue. I want everyone to please, on the count of three, say my wife's favorite magic word. Ready? And the magic word is Amazon. One, two, three. And we open this up. And it has totally, totally gone. Gone. Take a bow, take a bow, take a bow. Oh, that's it, yeah. Absolutely it. Now, do you think that maybe Kalafo, who felt so sorry, so lonely, maybe he went back to where he came from? Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't see it happen, but that's magic. Ready? We're going to do it. And this is really going to... Whoa! Oh, 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 oh. I wasn't scared. Were you scared?
No.
No. I actually, the three kinds of snakes I don't like. I don't like big snakes, I don't like small snakes, and I don't like sticks that look like snakes. Now, you see, what actually happened was that Blue and Purple, the two guys over there that were best of friends, remember, tied together, and this trick is so good that if your socks don't fall off, they're on too tight. It's up here. You've been watching it? And my hands are totally empty. And here are the two handkerchiefs. I want you to hold the end of the red one. And we're going to see what these two guys did to help Colorful. You ready? Mm-hmm. On the count of three, I'm going to pull. Hold it tight. One, two, three. And here we have it. Tied between the two. Look, tied. And tied is Colorful. You see, they went out, felt sorry, just like the story we told you. They were mindful of the person's need. They were lonely. They thought that something could be done, and then they took some action. And isn't that the best trick you've seen today?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you had fun?
Yeah.
Take a bow. Come on, one more bow. Everybody, everybody. You can go back to your seat. Thank you. Thank you. You can go that way if you like. She's very cute, isn't she? Thank you so much for lending your beautiful little girl. She did a great job, absolutely great job. So we see then simple things. We see need to be mindful, need to envision that something can be done, and need to do something. The next one is to do something, to move, and to do some action of some kind. So I could invite now... let me just see if I get the names right. I tried to choose people that were willing to come. Kemeny, did I get that name right? All right, and I'm going to invite Emma to come, please, if you would. Yeah, if you could come up the other escalator on this side. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. No, you stand over there. You were right. Okay, I have over here... some cards that have the names of animals on it. Do you have an animal at home? What's it called?
I have a dog.
A dog. Okay, very good. Okay, so here we have a duck, the cards, big cards, and they have lots of different animals on it. Okay. Have you ever spoken to your dog?
No.
No, you wouldn't admit it, no. Okay. This duck bought lipstick and said, "Would you put it on my bill?" My jokes are terrible. You see, so there's a duck and there's a turtle. If a turtle doesn't have a shell, is it homeless? Have a snake, have a rabbit. Do you know where they eat? IHOP. I like frogs, you know why? They eat whatever bugs them. There's a rhino. There's a lion, okay. You know where they lose their tail, they go to the retail store. There's an ape, a moose, a fox, etc. All right. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to mix them up. And over here, there's a bag. In fact, I'll take it off right here, and I'll drop it. In here is one fluffy toy, okay? One animal. It's a stuffy, okay? And so we got all these different cards, and I'm going to ask you to choose one, and then I'm going to ask you to choose one, and you are both going to choose, the animal, the one animal that is in there. It's a illustration in working together. Is that good? So I'm going to invite you to just put your finger on any card. Please keep in mind they're all different. Put your finger. No, just put your finger on it. That one? Now, I want to ask, do you want to change your mind? You're happy with that one? Put it against your tummy. Don't see it. That's right. Thank you. You could have chosen any one of these, and you chose one. Good, good, good. All right, let me put the elastic band on it. That helps. And now I have a completely different set. It's the same animals. It's got a zebra, an ape, a frog, a hippo, a moose, and all of them, and they're all different. And I'm going to ask you, Emma, and you know her call to fame. She's one of my granddaughters. Okay, there you go. I want you to put your finger on any card, that one. You can change your mind. You want to put in a different card. You could have chosen these. You chose that one. Now, you put it against your tummy and hug it. So all the cards they could have chosen, and they have chosen, both of them have chosen, the one animal that is in this bag, right here. And if they've got it right, you're going to give them a standing ovation, aren't you? That was mild. You give them a standing ovation, won't you? Good, okay. All right. Very good. So we're going to start with you and show them the card. And it's a what?
Alligator.
An alligator. So would you please show him your card, alligator? And this is amazing. The two, what's wrong? A monkey. Excuse me. Diana, could you start the car? I'm sorry. Sorry, Pastor Ken. Well, hey, this was a free show. What do you expect? Well, one of you is right. So you had a monkey. Let me have a look and see what. There's only one animal in here. Oh, there you go, the monkey. I'm sorry, you had alligator, you got it wrong. I'm really sorry, she got it wrong. What's wrong? Oh! Come on, take a bow. Thank you. Take a seat. Thank you. And the truth is, we need to learn to work with others. I taught Sunday school. When I came to Christ at 23 in Buenos Aires, Argentina, I came to Christ at 23, and I was searching for God, maybe like you are. And I came to a small church. I saw a magic show with a man who talked about Jesus like I'm doing right now. And I thought, you know, he might be right. What have I got to lose? My life isn't going anywhere. I was successful. I was an entertainer, well-known, making commercials and everything. But inside, I was a messed up young man. Thought there's got to be more to life than this. Maybe you've thought that. And I remember praying and asking God, God, I need you in my life. The Bible says that as many as accept him as Lord and Savior. The Bible says, John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. So it's not enough to know about God. You need to receive him for yourself. And for me, that meant praying. I prayed a prayer like you can pray right now in a church like this. God, I need you in my life. I've made mistakes. You call it sin. Please help me, forgive me for my sins, clean my life up. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. And you can pray that prayer, and I hope you will before you leave, because it changed my life and it can change yours. So we've seen then a bunch of things. We've seen, number one, if I want to make happy memories, I need to be mindful. I need to envision that we can make a difference, that God can use me. Then number three, that we need to move and actually do something, whatever that might be. MMO is we need to work with others. You saw that what they did, they were working together, and yet everybody has different gifts and abilities, and they ended up with a monkey alligator, but that's okay, it worked, didn't it? And all of us have different gifts and abilities that we can use. So others, and then R is it takes a risk. They had to make a hole in a roof. It takes a risk to do that. There was a lady in Texas, a Mexican lady in Texas, went to her pastor. She didn't speak any English, Mexican, and she said she'd given her life to Jesus. And the pastor said, how did it happen? And she said, because I came from Mexico with nothing. I felt all alone. And my neighbor was a Christian. And she gave me a gift. And she wrapped it up nicely. And she took time to talk to me. And I was feeling lonely. And she would invite me over. And then she had a meal one day. And she prepared a lovely meal for me. She gave me a gift and had this meal. And as I was sitting at the table with this dear woman who I didn't know, I said, there's got to be a God of love that can do this with this woman. Maybe she could do it with me too. And all it took was somebody seeing a need and doing something and making a memory. I'm going to invite Beth to come, please, quickly. Beth Schilling. And she's decided, because we're about to talk about taking a risk. Is that all right? And she's taken a big... I want you on this side, please. People like illusions where things are dangerous. And so this is dangerous. Yes, it is. Oh, it is. And I love dangerous, with blades and knives, and anything that's dangerous that I don't have to be involved in. Okay. So we're going to do this. We haven't rehearsed it. So here I have something that I bought at IKEA. And here it is. It's really good. It's, yeah. In fact, I put this together myself. I did. Yeah, honest. Let me see. I only had a few pieces left over. Just a few. I put it together myself. I got it for a really good price because of the recall. Okay? And don't worry. By the way, have you done this before?
Never.
What a coincidence. Okay. This is wonderful. It cuts and slices and dices and chops and chips. And it's got a stainless steel blade. Stainless steel. I mean, you really want one of these. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. Good stuff. Well, I'm going to ask you to put your right hand just through this hole here, right here.
I need this one a little more than this one.
You just put it. Okay. Okay. Don't worry about it. I mean, after all, what have you got to lose?
My livelihood.
There you go. Let me just put these on, so in case you change your mind. Okay? Look at this as an experiment. Experiment, okay? I mean, in 10 years' time, you'll be laughing about this with your psychiatrist. And you need to know that we've taken some extra precautions because of the accident yesterday. I don't want to collect any more of those. Okay. Okay, so that's the way it's meant to look. Okay, all right. You know what? We should just put a carrot in here just to see in case it works. And we'll take another carrot and put it in here in case it doesn't work. There we go. Good. Okay. This is perfectly okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm not worried. Let me just try something first. You don't feel the blade, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? I'm sorry about that. Okay, let's put that back in. Okay, all right. Okay, here goes. You see how it takes a lot of courage to do things? And once we do this, you better give her a standing ovation. This lady is brave. And so were the people in the story we talked about. They made a hole in a roof. Okay, here goes. One, two, 3 days ago I did this. And the head bounced, the foot bounced all over the place. There was blood everywhere. I was so embarrassed, so embarrassed. Here we go. Ready? Okay. You ready? One, two. My hands normally shake. Do you want to wave at everybody? Do you want to wave? Pull your hand out. And the blade is there. Come on, come on. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Very good.
Wow. Talking about making happy memories. So what have we seen? We've seen very simply, the story is a powerful story that applies to us. If we want to make happy memories, we need to be mindful of the needs around us. Maybe notice people that we hadn't noticed before and issues that we hadn't seen before. Envision that something can be done and that God could even use you. Then M is to move, to actually choose to do something. You should sort of just talk about it. You can't make memories on things you're going to do. Mem. O is others. Maybe you need to join a Sunday school, teach a Sunday school class like I did, or get involved with helping out here at this church, which has a wonderful programs. This is an excellent church you're part of. Mem. R is for taking a risk. And the last one is Y, is for yeah. Because as we said, when they looked up, Jesus saw them and looked and said, but he saw their faith, their faith. And when you do something for God, God will see your faith and he will smile too. I want to close with this, if I may. It's a story that I came up with years ago. There was a multimillionaire in the United States, and this very wealthy man is dying. And on his deathbed, he whispers, I want to see my lawyer and my surgeon. And they think he's going to write a new will and testimony. So they bring the lawyer along and they bring the surgeon along. And the old man says, a little closer, please. So the lawyer gets closer and the surgeon gets closer. Then he says, a little closer, please. So now the lawyer's right there and the surgeon's right there. And the man says, ah, I want to die just like Jesus, between two thieves. We don't want to die like Jesus, but we do want to live like Jesus. And when we live like Jesus, we'll make a difference and we'll make wonderful memories. And if you need prayer, there's going to be people at the front to pray for you. I'm going to invite Pastor back, please, as we close the service. And we have a fun event coming up. And I want to thank you very much. My name is David, the Fun Faith Guy. Yes! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.